It's time for a special sports presentation.
All over the internet.
Gotta get on the internet.
Listen online at WEOL.com.
It's the WEOL.com Colson and Colson Cleveland Clinic Cage Matchup. Tonight's tip-off classic for Brookside features the Oberlin Phoenix, the Vermilion Sailors, the Brookside Cardinals, and the Hawken Hawks. It's brought to you by Colson & Colson Cleveland Clinic Sports Health, 5800 Cooper Foster Park Road in Lorain, the Educational Service Center of Lorain County, and by Lorain County Veteran Services, building better lives for the veterans of Lorain County. We're getting set for the tip-off classic, but first, the pregame show on WEOL.com.
Ohio's public education system changes daily. The Educational Service Center of Lorain County provides local school districts individualized support, professional development, and fiscal management to help navigate changing policies at the federal, state, and local levels. The ESC services 14 Lorain County school districts, enriching the lives of more than 41,000 students. Visit our website, esclc.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter at ESCLC.
Good evening and welcome as we get set for another WEOL.com Colson & Colson cage matchup as tonight in the consolation game over the Oberlin Phoenix taking on the host Brookside Cardinals at this weekend's opening tip-off classic. And joined now by ninth-year head coach Kurt Russell. And Coach, welcome back. Tough one last night. Boy, you lose at the buzzer to Vermilion 55-53. I'm sure you're excited to see how your kids are going to respond to that adversity here tonight.
You know, and thank you so much for having us. Most definitely, we are excited to be back. What a great tournament Brookside has had this weekend. It was a tough game for us against Vermilion. It was nip and tuck all the way through. Vermilion made one more play than we did yesterday, and hopefully tonight, we could be able to handle the adversity we went through yesterday and maybe come away with a victory tonight.
Talk about the things that you liked last night. Like you say, they made one more play. So there were a lot of good things that Oberlin did last night. What were some of those things?
I tell you what, I loved our energy last night. I thought we was very energetic. The kids really, really wanted to win. I saw a sense of urgency that we did not have last year. So we wanted to win, and I thought the kids played hard. I like the intangibles that we bring with different players on the court, and there have been some outstanding players that we had this year as well.
Again, we're joined by Kurt Russell, the head coach of the Oberlin Phoenix's team 0-1, having lost to Vermilion last night 55-53. They're going to take on the host Brookside Cardinals in the consolation of this opening weekend tournament. Coach, losing 55-53, defensively you must have played pretty well.
We sure did. You know what, we hang our hat on our defense, and I thought that our defense played outstanding yesterday. To hold a varsity team to 55 points, especially a Vermilion team, was very outstanding. We just need to score a little more points, and hopefully tonight we'll be able to do so.
Talk about having the opportunity to come back 24 hours later and playing. I mean, do you like that? Would you rather have a week of practice in between the first and second game? Are your kids excited to bounce back and get right back after it?
You know what? That loss last night really hurt us a little bit, and so we wanted to get back on the court as soon as possible. So we really appreciate the opportunity to come back tonight. You know, the kids really want to play, and the coaches want to coach. So hopefully, like I said earlier, we could be successful.
Give us a key or two tonight if you guys are going to be successful.
I tell you what, hopefully we could cause some turnovers tonight. We need to shoot a little bit better than we did last night, and we also need to rebound a little bit better. We're a very small team, so really the fundamentals in regards to boxing out will be the key tonight.
Your opponent tonight, Brookside, of course, they played last night, lost to Hawken 69-32, but from all accounts, sounds like they lost to a really good Hawken team. Did you really learn much last night with them, or was that just a case where they lost to a quality opponent?
You know what, I think the score was not indicative of how Brookside played yesterday. I thought Brookside played very well. They shoot the ball pretty well. I think Hawkins is an outstanding team. Brookside, really under the new coach, really pushed the ball. They play hard. They're aggressive. Ain't going to be a tough challenge for us tonight. You know, I have all the respect for Brookside, and they're going to be a big challenge.
And, Coach, I would imagine it's important for your team. You don't want to come out on opening weekend 0-2. I mean, a consolation game, even though it's incredibly early in the season. But it's pretty important to at least be even after the opening weekend. Would you agree?
It sure is, and especially to give us some confidence. Like you said, to start the season 0-2, you know, that really hurts our team confidence. So we need a victory tonight just so we could feel pretty good about ourselves coming into next week, especially with conference plays coming up.
Talk about your team. Who were some of the boys last night that you were pleased with? Who were some of the guys that performed pretty well last night for Oberlin?
I tell you what, I thought Donald Johnson, Zion Hicks, Donald Payne, and also Caleb Hughley played extremely well yesterday. I thought they was very aggressive. You know, they are our leaders. They've been playing varsity since a freshman. They're juniors now. And so they bring a sense of leadership to our ball club, and hopefully tonight they could do the same.
Coach, was there anything that could have went differently last night when you say Vermillion made one more play? When you played it back in your mind, I'm sure, was there, you know, a play or two where you thought, boy, if we could have done this or done that, maybe the outcome would have been different?
Sure is. You know, it's hindsight at this time. But at the same time, the third quarter, I believe we was up on maybe 7 or 8 points. And we need to learn how to finish ball games. Mm-hmm. I thought that maybe one more run in that third quarter to go up by maybe double digits going to the fourth quarter could really boost our confidence a little bit, and also gave Vermillion some self-doubt. And I thought that third quarter was the key where we were just unable to make another run to go up by double digits heading to the fourth quarter.
So is that something you went over with the guys for tonight?
Sure did. You know, we really need to start strong. Yesterday, I believe we were behind 7-0. We started very slow. So tonight, hopefully, we could start even with Brookside or even match their intensity and go up maybe at the end of the first quarter.
And, Coach, if you could give us an update, how did your team come out health-wise heading into the game tonight, just playing 24 hours later after the opener?
Oh, we're fine. There's no injuries. Everyone is doing well. You know, our ego a little bit and our confidence is a little down. But, you know, a victory could solve all of that, and that's the remedy. So hopefully tonight, like I said, we could be successful.
And, Coach, if you could, for all our listeners on WEOL.com who are all listening on the Internet to tonight's ball games, if you could, tonight's starting five for Oberlin.
Okay. At our guard spot, we'll have Caleb Hughley and Zion Hicks. At our forward spot, we will have Justin Smith and David Payne. And then at the center position, we will have Donald Johnson.
Coach, I really appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight. And should you get a win, we'd love to talk to you about it afterwards.
Thank you so much.
That's veteran head coach Kurt Russell of the Oberlin Phoenix. After this timeout, we'll hear from first-year head coach Tom Moyer of the Brookside Cardinals. You're listening to the WEOL Colson and Colson cage matchup. We're streaming live on WEOL.com.
Concussions are a common injury, especially if your child plays a contact sport like football. Every concussion injures the brain and requires time and rest to heal. Never return your child to sports when the symptoms of a concussion are present. Returning too quickly can increase the risk of a second concussion and of a lasting or fatal brain injury. So ask your child's doctor when it's safe to start playing again. For an appointment with Cleveland Clinic Sports Safety Specialist Dr. Laura Goldberg at Cleveland Clinic Colson & Colson Lorraine Orthopedics, call 204-7800.
As we get set for the consolation game on WEOL.com, stream number two tonight is the Brookside Cardinals as they open up their brand new gymnasium at their brand new high school this weekend. They're going to take on the Oberlin Phoenix, and with us now is Tom Moyer, first-year head coach of the boys, came over as head coach of the girls program for 2 or 3 years, if my memory serves me correct, and now over at the coaching the boys. And I guess first off, Tom, we haven't had a chance to see you. I didn't have you out at our preseason get-together at Wolfies and really haven't had an opportunity. So first and foremost, just want to congratulate you on getting the position at Brookside and talk about that transition going from the girls' coach to being the boys'.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, it's been a really smooth transition, except for the fact that I coach girls all summer long up until our basketball dead time, and I didn't get the boys' job until middle of August, and I think that's one of the hardest parts is I've only been with these guys 3 weeks. I didn't have any summers with them, so I'm learning what they can and can't do, and trying to adjust on the fly right now, and that I think it's a slow process, and we're learning, and we're putting in a lot of young guys, so we just keep on getting better each day, and that's what I'm preaching to them right now.
It's always going to be a process, and I think when you have that transition, when a new coach comes in, even though you were able to get the job very late, does it help that you were at the school, that the guys know you, that you were the girls' coach the past few years?
Yeah, I think it really does help that I've I know the guys. I've had some of them in class. I've taught them. So I've have developed a rapport with them. So they do know me, and they know my personality and everything like that. So that makes one part of the puzzle easy. But the rest, fundamentals and all that we're trying to develop, that's where it gets a little hard.
Again, we're joined by Tom Moyer. He's in his first year as head coach of the Brookside Cardinals. Tonight they're going to take on the Oberlin Phoenix, the consolation of this opening weekend, season opening tournament at Brookside High School. And, Coach, last night you got on the floor for the first time, taking on the Hawk and Hawks, losing 69-32. Sounds like you lost to a very good basketball team last night.
Yeah, Hawkins is a great team. You know, they run and jump you. I think we were really shell-shocked in that first quarter by –